شويه.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A very good evening to all of us. We thank Allah the Almighty for having completed the fifth day of Ramadan. The first day was Thursday, second Friday, third day, Saturday, fourth day yesterday, Sunday, today, Monday, fifth. Slowly but surely. We started just like yesterday. We have already taken 5 days out of Ramadan. It tells you things start slowly, but they come to fulfillment or fulfilling part of it when the days are being counted. Today, alhamdulillah, as you have heard, is the fifth day, being Monday of the month of Ramadan, 1444 Hijri, in bracket the 27th day of the month of March 2023 CE, Christian era or common era. Don't say AD, that's a mistake. Before going, maybe we take some questions. Read it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Oh, ya Shaykh, may Allah increase your demand.
All of us, inshallah.
Is it permissible for me, according to Sharia, use medicine and stop my menstruational cycle in order to observe my Ramadan completely?
This question is from a sister. She wants to know if it is allowed for a Muslim lady undergoing her menstrual cycle, the blood of Hayd, menses, can she take some medication to stop the flow of the blood so as to be able to observe her fast? This is the question. You get it? The answer is like this. This flow is something created and ordained by Allah, the Almighty, on our female counterparts, daughters of Adam and Hawa. Let me give you a short story. Our mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going for Hajj from Medina to Mecca. She was in his company as a young lady. When they reached the station of Medina people, that is Zulhulaifa, she was about to enter the state of Ihram and the blood came. As a small lady, she began to cry. The Prophet said to her, when he entered, he saw her crying, he said, "Anufisti Aisha, has your blood arrived?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Please take it, don't cry. This is something prescribed on women, daughters of Adam." So he just calmed her. He made her felt comfortable. He said, when the blood comes, you can do everything a pilgrim can do. Do everything. The only thing you cannot do in this situation, you cannot go around the Kaaba. You cannot do tawaf. You cannot circumambulate in the state of what? Menstrual flow. The point here is, this is something natural. Now to the question, can she take some medication or medical intervention to stop the coming? Yes. If you take it purposely for the blood to stop, it's okay. But listen, one of the great scholars of today, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy on him, he died for the past 20 years, was asked a similar question. He said, yes, but some doctors told me, listen to what he said. They said, yeah, Sheikh, this is something natural. Allah ordained it. If you try to stop something natural, day in, day out, there are bound to be side effects. But as far as there is concerned, it is okay. Because what will stop you from fasting is the blood. It's not there. You are okay. But the problem is you keep on doing it. Just like somebody saying, well, I don't want to sleep for 10 days. You are inviting trouble. And I don't want to sleep to read my paper for my examination. Okay, come on. But that can affect your psychological balance. Okay? Because Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We have made your sleeping as a source of resting. Now you are sending the resting. You cannot rest yourself. So I am saying, if you do it to be able to fast, nobody can say your fasting is incorrect, but you are inviting something abnormal. If the blood comes, allow it now. Sharia gives you a chance. If it is there, don't fast. When it ends, repay those days. What's the trouble? But if you do it, your fasting is okay, but don't jeopardize your health. That is the answer to the question. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wa bihi tawfiq. Next inquiry.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We are so grateful, sir. Our question is that we Muslim women, do we have extra reward during Ramadan period concerning our preparing food for our family and others?
She wants to know whether they, our sisters, our mothers, do they have extra, look at it, extra reward because of the responsibilities of preparing food. Let me ask you, are the men also have extra reward for bringing the food you prepare? No, is that not so? If you're talking about extra, the men will say, okay, extra, but we too can have extra. Because we bring what you prepare. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ لِلْرِجَالِ نَسِمْ مَكْتَسَبُ وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَسِمْ مَكْتَسَبًا. But at the same time, you cannot deny the fact that our sisters, our ladies, really, really encounter difficulties preparing your food. In the process, she can even have some discomfort in her hand. Look at the knife, and the rest. Look at the smoke. Look at. If you do it, number one, with the intention of driving Allah's pleasure, yeah, you have reward. If you do it well, you cook well, nicely, deliciously, yes, there are chances of you getting reward. Number three, if you are not lackadaisical, meaning you are not so, you know, so lazy in the preparation, so much so that the husband has to be putting extra hours waiting for you. Madam, food is, and I'm coming. No. Do it diligently, competently, robustly, okay? Number four, you prepare it nicely. That is why I advise women to learn about food and catering. Yeah. Mothers, send your daughters, whom you are going to send to some houses as wives, to be diligent in cooking their food. The ability for a lady to cook her food for the husband is a recipe for inviting peace and stability in the matrimonial homes. But if you don't, you cannot even cook well. You do it haphazardly, rashly. How do you expect to win the comfort, the confidence of your husband? So yes, there are chances that you are going to get extra reward, but you have to put extra effort or extra reward. Next question, if there is. So we are not going to the subsequent ayah. But another question comes. Listen. It says, Ya Sheikh, as I was doing my fasting, then I noticed some amount of blood coming from my mouth. Is it mouth bleeding, you call it? There is nose bleeding and mouth bleeding. I see. If your mouth bleeds, that does not vitiate or abrogate or invalidate your fast. Because fasting entails what goes down, not what goes out. Wallahu alam, let's go to the next ayah. What is your Quran? What is your Quran? In tafsir, get your copy of Quran. Because as you look, you get reward. But those dealing with camera, already they have their own responsibilities. Next ayah, Sheikh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Hatta idha jaa ahadahumul maut qala rabbi irji'un. La'alli أعمل صالحا فيما ترك كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون.
These are two verses. Two ayat. The first one is ayah number 99. The second is ayah number 100. In chapter what? Give me the number. 23. Suratul Muminun. Makkan or Madinat Surah? Check quickly. Answer me. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Before I count three. One. Two. La hawla wa la quwwata. Two. Makkah or Medina? Is it Makkan Surah or Medina Surah? Makkiyah. So it belongs to the Makkan categorization, correct? So I'll be asking you this kind of question. Now, Allah says, "Hatta idha jaa ahadahum al-maut, qala rabbi irji'un, la'alli a'malu salihan fima tarak, kalla innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha." وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ وَيُبْعَثُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ. Until when death, not death, D-E-A-T-H, death. What is death? Death is a created entity that comes and sniffs life out of somebody. But there is an angel appointed with death. He is known as Malakul Maut. Allah says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وَكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. In chapter number 32, Surah Al-Sajda. His name is Malakul Maut, the angel of death. Allahu Akbar. Do you know that death is going to die also? Do you know this? Death will die one day. Oh yeah. Because if death is a nafs, Allah says, kullu nafs, daiqatul maut, is going to die too. In a hadith, death will be slaughtered like a ram one day. Yeah. After it has taken all souls. Okay, now over to you. La ilaha illallah. Death has five characteristics. Death is time bound. It deals with time. That is number one. Okay? Number two, death does not wait. Doesn't wait. Doesn't. Number three, it is waited. We're all waiting for her. Not she's only waiting for us. It's a matter of time. Number four, death transfers you from your home of luxury to the house of the worms. La ilaha illallah. The box of darkness, that is the grave. No matter your position, no matter your SES, socio-economic status, your SES. Number five, death makes children orphans or orphans and a lady without husband and vice versa. Number six, death exposes your status. Oh, you have borrowed money to big mansion unknown to the people you borrowed money. At your death, people comes, hey, he owes us. La ilaha illallah. So that is death. Hatta idha jaa ahadun qala rabbi rji'un, until when the death comes to one of them, then he will say, oh rabbi rji'un, oh Allah, send me back to life. When the kafir, somebody disobeying Allah, when he sees death coming, so oh God, oh Allah, irji'un, take me back to the life. To do what? لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما ترك. Perhaps, perchance, I will do what I have neglected. I didn't pray. Let me go and pray. Now, it's too late. You see, one of the most important things somebody dying will want to do is to give sadaqah. لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكم من الصالحين. Oh Allah, will you delay my death so that I will give sadaqah? One cup of water, one date, one morsel to tell you about the beauty, the importance of sadaqah. People will be wishing a lot of things during death. At times, death comes and seizes people unawares. I read the story of some two boys from wealthy families from one of the Arabian nations in the Gulf region. You know what they did? They went to Bangkok in Thailand, where nightclubs were sprawling, prostitutes, a'udhu billah, dancing halls. Three of the boys, they were wealthy, stupendously wealthy. They went there. My report has it that during the time of dancing, DJ with sound renting the air, two of them were looking at their friend dancing. They just noticed him going down, down, down. He was dying. He said, ya akhi, innahu yamut. He's dying. They rushed to him. They seized him, shaking him. My brother, say la ilaha illa. He said, I will not say it. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. He said, أنا لا أقولها, لا أقولها. On that he died. In fact, he was saying, give me more of the alcohol to consume. On that note, the boy died. Now, the two remaining friends, they say, what? Now, we are so lucky. Allah wants to be mercy on us by showing this grim side of the demise of a brother. They collected the corpse, they left the hall shivering. I say, well, Allah means well for you. And finally, they left the place. You see, the boy, the death came upon him in this frightening and scary reality. At the same time, somebody will have death coming to him in the state of sujood. Allahu Akbar. Reading the Quran, going around the Kaaba, feeding the orphans, obeying his parents. Whereas somebody with the bottle of wine, somebody in the room of the prostitute harlot. Wallahi, 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 brothers and sisters, we shall be careful. Don't be deceived because of young age, because of your money, because you are the son of XYZ. Death acts indiscriminately.
حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما ترك
الله. Allah said, by no means, no, by no means. إنها كلمة هو قائلها, just what he is uttering. ومن ورائهم برزخ, behind them there is a barrier. What is barzakh? Another name for the qabr. Barzakhu means the tomb or the grave. By no means it is just a word he utters. And behind them is a barrier. You see, the word barzakhu comes in Quran in three places. Three places. It comes here, Surah 23, Ayah 100, barzakhu, with dumma, barzakhu. It comes also in Surah number 25, Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 53. Look at it. وهو الذي مرج البحرين هذا عظم فرات وهذا ملح وجعل بينهما برزخا. In that case with فتحة برزخا وحجرا محجورا. The barzakhu in this ayah is not the one in this ayah. Barzakh here means the grave. But the barzakh in Surah Al-Furqan means the barrier in the ocean. You have two bodies of water. The first one is salty. You can't drink it. The other one is drinkable. But there is a barrier. That is the barzakhu there. If you want to know this barzakhu, please, I advise you, take a flying boat, take a ship, take whatever. Go to Lokoja, ride a canoe from Lokoja to Chintako in Kogi State. You see River Niger and River Benue coming together, but they're split. There is barrier between them. I had the experience personally. Someone said, Sheikh, come and look at it. I say, wonderful. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Wallahi, River Benue, Niger, they come, but they are distinctly quite different. That is why they call Kogi State the confluence state, where two rivers meet. Imagine. So you are talking geography, but the Quran has spoken about it already. So that is barzakhu in the second place. The other one is in Surah number 55. Allah says, Maraj al-Bahrayni, Maraj al-Bahrayni, is that correct? Yaltaqiyan baynahuma barzakhun la yabghiyan. فَبِأَيْ أَلَى رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So here Surah al-Rahman, barzakhu with dumma. In Surah al-Mu'minin, barzakhu with dumma. Furqan, Barzakhan. Both that of Rahman and Furqan refer to just a barrier in the river. But the one here is talking about the qabr. Is that correct? Because after death, we go to the barzakh. Barzakhu is your grave. So Allah says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ Behind them, the dead people, there is barzakhu, that is the barrier. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ Until the day they are resurrected. The day of resurrection is called what? Al-Qiyamah. It's called Al-Zalzala. It's called Al-Haqqa. It's called Al-Qariya. It's called Yawm Al-Tanadi. وَهَكَذَا 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 Next ayah.
فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ Ayah 101. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ When the horn is blown, Asur is the horn. You know horn? Kahu. There is angel appointed for blowing the trumpet. Another name is called trumpet. Okay? When the angel is commanded to blow the trumpet, that's all. The blowing is of three kinds. There is going to be the first blowing for the utter destruction of this life. The second one, resurrection. And the other one, when people will be called to go to their own books. May Allah make us successful that very day. So when the horn is blown, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ No relations. You can't say, this is my father, my son. No. Okay? On that very day, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي So, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَيْتَ Nobody will be asking, oh, where is my friend in Nigeria in Kano? No, unto you shall be a problem. Unto him shall be his own what? Problem. That is the meaning. فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ Next ayah.
فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Those whose scales are heavy, there is going to be scale to determine your action. Allah says in chapter 21, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ On the day of Al-Qiyamah, there is going to be the scale to weigh between the good deed and the bad deed. Here Allah says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ Those whose scale are heavy with good things, Allahu Akbar, those are the successful. Allahumma ja'alna min successful. Because if your good deed outweighs the bad one, you scale through. Next ayah.
وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ
وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ But as for those whose scale are light, that is khaffat, the scale of goodness and bad sin. if the good deed is heavy, it outweighs the bad one. Correct? But if the body is heavy, it outweighs the good one. So if they are balanced. But if the good deed is heavy, okay. You know what? Say La ilaha illallah alone makes your scale heavy. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Oh, very heavy. Keep on saying it. It's going to make your own scale heavy. But lying, cheating, not praying, makes one scale what? Shallowly lied. In the month of Ramadan, you have more than 1,001 chances of making your scale heavy. Sadaqah. Reading the Quran. Salat al-Taraweeh. Taraweeh. Going to masjid. Getting first row. Very important. Obeying your parents. There are a lot of things you can do to make your scale heavy. So those who have their own scale light, فَأُولَيْكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Is that correct? فَأُولَيْكَ الَّذِينَ خَاسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. They are those who have lost their souls, and in the hell they will remain ceaselessly, permanently, and forever. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. نعم.
تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون.
تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون. What is كالحون? That is grimacing. That is the hellfire. تلفح will be lashing. Yeah, their faces. وهم فيها in the hellfire. كالحون will be grimacing. Next ayah.
أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ.
أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. It will be said to them in a castigative tone, in a reprimanding kind of tone. Alam takun atalikum, were not my revelations read to you? Ayati, Quran was recited and you heard it in the world, but you say no, it's a lie. You deny it, no, you're going to the hellfire today. Alam takun ayati tutla alaykum fakuntum biha tukadhibun, were not my revelation read unto you, but فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. You used to deny and reject them. Naam.
قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ.
قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ. قَالُوا بِسِي. Who are the ones saying? The dwellers of the hellfire. Or they will be saying, Rabbana, O our Lord, غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا. Our wretchedness prevail on us. That is wretched. If somebody is wretched, شقي. Our uselessness, our profligation, if you like it. Our waywardness. Our wretchedness غلبت overpowered us, prevail on us. وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ. And we were a people astray. You see, Allah says in one ayah, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِينَ فَسُوقًا. Let them confess. Let them make confess statement. You see, it's very lamentable for somebody to say, well, now you're going to cut off my hand. It is me that stole. I read the story of an arm robber. This arm robber, a'udhu billah, had a wife. The wife never knew he was an arm robber. He would bring in everything, meat, good food. She didn't know. Using his gun, killing people, taking their money. Unknown to her. Until he was caught by the nemesis. The arm robber was caught one day. He was treated and sent to death by Pharaoh's court. Now, when he knew he was going to die, he said, I beg you, please call my wife. I want to give my last word. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min khizi dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. When he saw her, he began to cry. Crying today cannot save you. It's too late to cry when the head is cut off, they say. He said to her, my wife, forgive me. All this life, you see me with good clothes, bringing food. I have been an arm robber. I didn't tell you. I have been giving my children food from haram sources. Now, this is the end of my road. Forgive me. I'm going back to my Lord. Maybe he's sending me to hellfire because I kill a lot of people. Imagine this kind of heart-touching confession. Now, all for what? Money. And the money is not there. Even if you have the money, Allah takes a blessing out of it. Because the people you kill, you terrorize, the spirit will keep on haunting you. Believe you me. You should be careful with self-narrow-mindedness. With self-centricism. If Allah decides for you to be money bag, you'll be one. But if Allah decides that you are going to remain pauperized, even if the leaves, you know the leaves, if the leaves of Kano happen to be a kith and kin, you'll remain pauperized. So why do you trouble yourself? My own will come my way. Oh yeah. No matter how long it takes to be. The trouble is we want to get quick cash to be above other people. But you are under them. This is one of the main trouble bedeviling our Nigerian nation today. And this danger cuts across all kinds of people, including the scholars. Some who claim to be shiyukh, a'udhu billah, or imams. A'udhu billah. Wal-iyadhu billah. May Allah save us from negative attitude and negative behavior. Do you say amen? So that is death. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدٌ. They will remain in the hellfire permanently. نعم.
رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ.
They will be saying, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. That is ayah what? Ayah number 100 and... Look at your book. 100 and what? And 7. They will be saying, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا. O our Lord, take us out of the hellfire. Please, Ya Rab. أَخْرِجْنَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا. If we ever return, فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ, then we agree we are transgressors. We are evil ones. They will be saying, oh Allah, take us out of Jahannam. Let's go back to the world. We are going to correct our behavior. If we go back to bad things, we are what? Wrong people. Today, in hellfire, are you not wrong people? Lives were given to you. You decide to misuse your time and opportunities. Allah says, قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا
وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ.
Allah will say to them, قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. اخْسَأُوا, remain despised, remain denounced, remain rejected, remain excommunicated, remain incommunicado in the hellfire. اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Don't ever speak to me. They will be talking. Oh Allah, we want to see. No. Allah say, remain permanently fast. Don't talk to me. Naam.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. إنه, Allah will tell them, إنه كان فريق من عبادي. In the world, there used to be a group of my servants who were saying, ربنا آمنا, oh our Lord, we believe. فاغفر لنا, forgive us. وارحمنا, have mercy on us. وأنت خير رحمين, oh Allah, you are the base of those who show mercy. I used to have servants who were talking like this. When you listen to them, you are laughing at them. Now they are in the presence, you are in the hellfire. Jaza'an wifaqa. Jaza'an wifaqa.
فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ.
فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ. But you look at them in ridicule. You look at them despised. Oh, these people believing in Allah, they are poor people. You know this happens today? It happens. Somebody feels he is educated, he is wealthy. He looks at somebody with beard as backward. Suspending his clothes, laughing at them. Be careful. You will be crying like this, you will not be careful. That is why, my sister, maintain your hijab and niqab. Allow the agent of Satan to laugh at you. You will laugh at them on Al-Qiyamah Day. He who laughs at last, laugh longer, they say. Yeah. So they are agents of Satan today. Come on, can we pray? I'm a young man, like an old man praying. Na'am. So old people pray, but how can I fast? I'm a young man. Na'am. Go and eat. You will end up biting your finger in anguish. Don't do that. You are a Muslim. Allah has honored you, has make you a good man. Don't belittle and humiliate yourself. May Allah guide us aright. فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًا. You used to look at them as a target of ridicule. حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي, until you met, they made you forget my remembrance. That is the case. But at times, somebody who feels he is good, he looks at Muslims as backward, and he has the money, he will even forget the Almighty. Until when the death comes, then he knows. وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ. You used to laugh at them. Allah says one day, how many minutes? One. Marks the end. Why can't we end it? Inni jazaytum al-yawm. Just one ayah. Inni iqra.
Inni جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون.
إني جزيتهم اليوم صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون. Allah said, then I have rewarded them for their endurance, that they are the ones who are triumphant. Triumphant means somebody successful, victorious. You laugh at them, now you see the result of your laughter in the world. Now you are going to be crying permanently. They are going to laugh permanently. So choose for yourself you who can reason this life is just like a mirage. You know mirage? Mirage. It's just something transitional. It's temporary. So get ready. May Allah make us good servant of Him. May we live good Muslims and die as such and meet Him in peace and not in pieces. This shall mark the end of our today's session. If you have questions, usually we collect questions and go through them. Tomorrow, before the beginning, we attend to those questions. For now, we have a stop. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم اجعل صيامنا مقبولا وقيامنا مرضيا واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المتقين رب العالمين. اللهم استعملنا في الطاعة ولا تعطي الشيطان فرصة علينا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.